On January 10, 1918, 13-year-old Vernon Calloway stood in shoulder-deep freezing water for an hour to keep a schoolmate from drowning.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
At noon recess that 20-degree day, four boys went skating on the ice that covered the flooded lowlands near their school in St. Joe, Idaho. Three had so much fun, they decided to play hooky. Sometime afterwards, 12-year-old Roland Sear broke through a weak spot in the ice into water 4 feet deep. Calloway skated over to help, and lying on the ice with the third boy holding his hands, he stretched his leg toward Sear. Sear managed to grab Calloway's foot, but when the third boy tried to pull them out, the ice kept crumbling under them until both Calloway and Sear slid in. Standing in freezing water up to his shoulders, Calloway supported Sear while their schoolmate ran to get help. Calloway tried several times to lift Sear out, but the ice kept disintegrating under him. When rescuers who finally arrived pulled both boys out, Sear had lost consciousness, Calloway was close to passing out himself, and the sleeve of his coat had frozen to the ice. Sear, who had a weak heart, never regained consciousness, but after treatment for exposure, Calloway recovered.
A century of heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on this hero and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org.